Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Lindley Podcast. My name is Skylar Wallace. I'm a co-founder of Lindley. Before I get into it, I just want to point out that everything I talk about today are my own opinions. They don't reflect the opinions of any of my former employers or my current employer. So today we're going to be talking about a very, very common issue in the mortgage process, your down payment. I get asked all the time when people come in to apply for a loan, do I need a down payment? The short answer is no, not technically. However, I do have some issues with folks that try to buy a home without putting any money down. And I'll get into that on the show today. We're going to talk about the types of loans you can get in order to avoid a down payment. We're also going to look at closing cost and what that has to do with the down payment and how even if you get a zero down loan, that may not actually mean zero down. And then I'm just going to tell a couple of stories about some folks that I've had in my experiences with this situation in particular. So again, the short answer, do I need a down payment? No, you don't. There's a great loan out there that the government sponsors. It's through the USDA, it's called an RD, Rural Development Loan. If you live in the country and you live in a county that qualifies based on the state and county codes and the income level qualifies, then it's going to be eligible for an RD loan. RDs will go 0% down, so you can buy a home, not put any money down. Another option to get into a house zero down is if you are a veteran. The VA has a great program as well through the government. You can buy a house, you not put any money down, get into it, no problem. From there, if you're not fortunate enough to live out in the country, like myself, then you're going to be looking at an FHA loan. FHA is about 3.5% down. So you're still able to have a very small down payment to get into a house. The next best option is going the conventional route. Most banks will loan an 80% first, and then they'll come back with a second mortgage that's at 15%, and then they'll ask you to put 5% down. So what that means is that if you're buying a home for $100,000, they're going to loan you a first mortgage of $80,000. Then they're going to loan you a second loan. Called a second mortgage that it's going to be for $15,000. So you're going to have two payments every month on each of those mortgage loans, and then you're going to come up with the last 5%. So I do want to point out, though, that even if you qualify for a USDA loan or a VA loan and you don't have to come up with anything down and you're able to get into a home zero down, you still have to consider closing costs. So what are closing costs? When you buy a house, there's a variety of fees that are associated with that transaction. The very first one is an appraisal. All banks are required by law to have an appraisal done on any property that they loan on and secure the loan with that particular piece of property. So you have to have an appraisal done by law. Appraisers are going to charge anywhere from $300 to $600 for a residential appraisal. It depends on a lot of factors, but that's kind of a range. I usually see appraisals around $450 is what I see. The next fee you're going to see is what's called title fees. So when you buy a car, you're going to get a title on that vehicle, and there's going to be a little section on there that talks about lien holder. And it's very simple there. It might say Ally or Wells Fargo or Bank of America, but it's going to list your lien holder, the bank that you got the loan from to buy that car. Homes are a little more complicated. Whoever the mortgage holder is on that property is typically recorded out there somewhere. But you have to hire a title company to go out and do research and see who has that loan on that property. They're going to also verify that there's no what's called mechanics liens. So if the person that built the home didn't pay a contractor all that the contractor felt they were due, that contractor has the ability to go out and file a mechanics lien on the property, which means that if you bought a piece of property and didn't have a title search done and it had a mechanics lien for $5,000, unfortunately, you're going to have to pay that $5,000 before you can sell that property. So that's why you want to hire a title company, because what the title company does is they issue title insurance and guarantee that when you purchase that home, you own it outright. Everything that is on it is included in the policy and you're covered. Title companies are going to charge somewhere between $400 to $600. I've seen them higher if they run into a lot of issues. There's a lot of mechanics liens, outstanding problems that they have to repair. But typically, you're looking somewhere between $400 to $600 for title fees. Flood fees. The federal government has another requirement that if a bank lends money on a home that's in a flood zone, they have to require flood insurance on that property. It's a law. So what do the banks do? The banks hire a company that runs what's called a flood search. So they compare the address of the property you're purchasing against the flood map and verify that it is or is not in a flood zone. They charge a fee for that. It's pretty low, $20-$30, but the bank's going to pass that on to you to pick up at closing. The next fee is a recording fee. When you buy the home, that transaction has to be recorded into the county's records of the properties. They're going to charge fees to record that. Again, it's fairly low, $20-$40. It's not a huge deal. Credit report fees are similar. A bank's going to run your credit, and then they're going to pass that fee back on to you at closing. And $20-$30 is what you're going to see for the credit report fee. Now, the origination fee is one of the last ones. Origination fees can be pretty substantial. Most banks will charge anywhere from 0.5% to 1% origination fee. So if you're buying a $100,000 home, you're looking at a $1,000 fee right there. On a $100,000 home purchase, closing cost is somewhere between $3,000 to $4,000, depending on how all that shakes out. So if we go back to my example of you getting an RD loan, rural development loan through the USDA, and you qualify for 0% down, you're still going to show up to closing and be expected to come up with about $4,000. So is it a 0% down loan? Technically, yeah, you're not making a down payment, but you still have to come up with some cash for your down payment. So what happens if you want to buy a house and you can't do that either? So there's a small technicality that you can come through again. It's called a gift. So the down payment and closing cost legally can be gifted to you. What that means is that that gift has to come from a family member. And that gift has to also come with a gift letter. And in that letter, the family member has to state that the money that they gave you for the purpose of putting down on this home was a gift and it is not intended to be paid back. The reason why that's important is that an underwriter is going to sit down and look at your mortgage loan, and they're going to try and underwrite it and make sure you qualify. And they need to know about every single loan that you're paying on so that they can consider it in your budget. So if you're going to borrow money from somebody to use as a down payment, I guess technically you could do that. We would need to know about it. We would need to know what the payment is on it so we can consider it to make sure you still qualify. If it is a gift coming from a family member, that's great. We just need to know it's a gift and there's no expectation that you're going to pay that back, so we don't have to account for that payment in your budget. Again, it has to come from a family member. I've had some really interesting situations. I had a young couple that came in one time, wanted to buy a home. They were not engaged. They were just living together, boyfriend and girlfriend, I guess. And the girl did not have great credit at all. She didn't qualify. So if I included her on the application, I had to turn him down. However, the guy qualified on his own. He made enough money. He had credit. He had everything that he needed. The one thing he was lacking was the down payment. The down payment for the transaction was coming from the girl's father. That girl's father is not family to that guy at that time. They weren't married, so he's not his father-in-law. They had no relation, so I was not able to accept a down payment from him to go as a gift. So what they ended up doing was I don't know this to be fact. I suspect, I think they faked an engagement, and they produced for me a save the date that happened to be a month later. So they went from a happy couple moving in to getting married in a month so that I could accept the gift from her father. I ran it through underwriting. They ended up clearing it. I was surprised. So they found a loophole. Great. If they ended up getting married, I'm not sure. I didn't follow up, but I thought it was pretty funny. But again, that can happen. It can be gifted. Now I want to talk about the more important thing, and that is why someone would want to buy a home without a down payment. Me personally, as a lender, I do not like to lend to folks that are not able to save up at least some sort of a down payment. What I always try to do to folks is the first thing is I want to tell them the horror stories of what can happen if you buy a house without putting any money down. So let's say that you buy the $100,000 home, you get a $100,000 mortgage, you borrow $4,000 from your dad. Covers your closing cost, you're in the house. Let's say you move in and a month later, the roof leaks and you didn't get an inspection and you didn't realize the roof leaked. And insurance says, tough luck, that's a pre-existing problem. We're not paying for it. And all of a sudden you got a $5,000 bill to replace your roof. If you couldn't save up money to put down on a down payment, I highly doubt that you have extra cash laying around a savings account somewhere to cover that new roof. So you're going to be living with leaks. Let's say your heating and cooling goes out. That's $8,000 minimum to replace the heating and cooling in the property. So now you're living without air conditioning and heating because you're not able to save up the money needed to buy that thing. And then let's say worst case scenario, you buy the home and a month later you lose your job. So now you're not able to make the payment on the property. You don't have any equity in the home. You have no ability to make a payment. You can't sell it. What are you going to do? You have to leave the property. You're going to get foreclosed on. You're probably going to declare bankruptcy, and you're not going to be able to purchase another home for 5, 7, maybe 10 years. So you've really put yourself in a tight spot. So buying a home without a down payment is extremely risky. I try very hard to encourage people to not do it. My best solution that I do with people, sometimes it works, sometimes people have buyer's fever and they ignore me and they do it anyway. But I encourage people to look at it logically and let's say, okay, you're going to buy a $100,000 home. Great. You're going to finance it for 30 years. Okay. That means that your payment on that property is going to be around $675. That's going to cover $525 for the mortgage, another $150 to cover the property taxes on the place and the homeowner's insurance. All in, you're in at $675. Let's say that you take 12 months, so 1 year, and instead of buying that house today with zero down, you take that $675, you open a savings account with me, and you put that in there 12 times. So 12 months for 1 year, you invest $675 in a savings account. At the end of that time, you're going to have about $8,200, $8,300 saved up in that savings account. If you're buying a house for $100,000, all of a sudden you're looking at 8% that you have available to put down. You can cover your own closing costs. You can easily get into an FHA loan, and you're going to have a tiny bit of equity in the property, which means that if something happens, you can most likely sell that house and get out of it and save your credit, and you're going to be okay. So plus it shows me, the lender, that you're able to make that house payment because I saw you do it consistently for an entire year in a savings account. So that's my advice to you. If you really want to buy a home, you absolutely don't want to put a down payment. I say that's not a great idea. Is it possible? Sure, we can do it. On Lindley, we have no problem qualifying for you for that. We can show you how to do it if you have buyer's fever and have to have that home. But my number one recommendation is that you do the trick I mentioned and you open a savings account, you put that money in there, save for a year, show yourself that you're able to make that payment, show your family that you're able to make that payment, and show your lender, most importantly, that you're able to make that payment. And at the end of the year, you're going to walk in with a nice, healthy down payment. It's going to make you a more competitive buyer, may get you a better rate, but ultimately it's going to put you in a lot safer, lower risk position. So that is what I strongly suggest. So thank you guys for listening. This is the Lindley Podcast. Again, I'm Skylar Wallace, the CEO and co-founder of Lindley. You can reach out to us if you have questions, comments, don't like what I'm saying, love what I'm saying, whatever it is, love to hear from you. You can find me personally on Twitter, it's at SKY8632. You can reach out to Lindley. We're on there. It's at Lindley Co., L-E-N-D-L-Y-C-O. We're easy to find, or you can send us an email. It's support@lindley.me. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Send me some ideas of what I should talk about next. I'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, take care, buy smart, stay safe.